Global markets are trading mixed today, although U.S. markets were generally firmer at their open, although the Nasdaq was straddling the other indexes, but it's still early days in their trading day. The local all-share index ended the day down 1.2% to close at 55,531 index points. Most counters were down, although gold counters kept their heads up around 0.4% on the day. And this was also on the back of a firmer gold price, currently trading around $1,808 an ounce. Despite talk of oil producers possibly increasing supply in the market, oil prices were actually firmer today, trading around $43 a barrel. The local currency is firmer against major currencies, trading around 16.75 against the US dollar, 19.11 versus the euro, and more or less 21 on the dot against the British pound. Well, to take us through the markets, I'm joined on the line by Nissan Nair. He's a senior portfolio manager at Sasfin Securities. Thanks very much for joining us, Nissan. So there are always so many moving parts to the markets. What's moving and what's the direction?
Yeah, good evening, Nampu. I think after several very, very strong sessions, yesterday we saw the U.S. markets kind of pull back slightly, towards the end of that trading session. And I think that just set the tone, for weaker markets in Asia and also in South Africa. We were down on the all-share index and across all subsectors today, the financials and the property sector, which have had quite a few sort of strong trading sessions in the last 2 to 3 weeks. Those shares came back a little bit today. But the situation out there still remains very fluid. I think from both a trading and an investing perspective, there is no big dip in volume that's taking place at the moment. I think a lot of people are still holding back, hoping for some sort of easing of conditions in South Africa before we can expect any normality.
So gold seems to be staying firm. Do you think it remains, to use people of your ilk's language, well supported above $1,800 an ounce?
I'm sure, Nampu, gold is, if we were allowed to have dinner parties, gold would be a hot topic right now.
Yes.
Because, every day I get clients phoning me asking me about gold. If you look at it across the board, precious metals, including platinum and palladium recently, but even the base metals, copper, iron ore, commodity prices are holding up very strongly. In fact, copper is close to $3 a pound now. I mean, that's got to be, a near-term high for the copper price. And it doesn't make sense because, these are industrial metals. You need a very strong global economy. And we know that this year, anyway, the global GDP is going to be down by a lot. I suspect this has got to do with the dollar. I think the concern is that the volume of dollars that have been printed over the last 10 years, this year in particular, and that is inevitably going to be printed in future, because I don't think we've finished with that yet. I think that's giving a lot of investors concern that maybe they should be holding hard assets right now. So gold remains the queen of hard assets for you, if you think about it, like at a hedge against a devaluating dollar rather. So I think expect the gold price to maintain and probably even hit above $2,000.
Let's stick with the whole issue of mining. I see that the mining production stats came out for May. They are somewhat better than the April figure for obvious reasons. They jumped by 44% in May compared to April, which obviously shows that the mining sector had really come back. But on an annual basis, when you compare May 2020 to May 2019, production was down by almost 30%. Do you think it's going to take quite some time for the sector to get back because of global demand factors?
I think the production or mining production specifically is going to be impacted, firstly, by the lockdown, because mining is an activity that requires lots of people to gather together in close proximity, and there are limitations on how that can be conducted, and a lot of the safety protocols in place now are going to affect productivity without a doubt. Also, the fact that we are back with load shedding, I think is also going to be a second factor that affects just manufacturing and mining production in general.
Yes.
Of course, if you compare anything against April 2020, it's going to look phenomenal, right? <'Cause, laughs> you know, just thinking about Fushimi's results, Fushimi's April numbers were down 95% on the previous year's April numbers. And of course, May, we spent some normality, so it looked phenomenal. So I would be wary about, I would just look at it from a year-on-year basis like
yes.
you did. But still, 30% is pretty weak. I think we will ramp up, certainly at these commodity prices. I think mining companies will be able to ramp up. But again, the restrictions remain exogenous to the mining industry. And I'm not sure, you know, how they deal with that.
So how are you swallowing this whole SAA story? 86% of the creditors have voted in favor of the amended business rescue plan. But this now implies that there's 10 billion rand or 10.4 billion rand that the government needs to find in order to plug the gap and ensure that people get their retrenchment packages and that a new airliner does come to fruition. And not more than 10 days ago, National Treasury has said that there's no money. So do you think that we're going to see a little bit of argy-bargy in the government around this?
Nampo, I'm not swallowing it. Actually, you know, I'm actually suffering with a bit of indigestion because it refuses to go down. I'll be interested to hear what Tito Mboweni, the finance minister, has to say about it as well, because, you know, it's a plan. I think let's just give it that credit. You know, a plan has been put in place. But I really struggle to see, you know, where the fiscus is going to find another 10 billion rand and how they're going to squeeze it out of a taxpayer in an economy, you know, that's not growing at all. It will certainly be a miracle, you know, if they can do it. And I think we've got a few people in National Treasury that can pull off some kind of miracle. But it's going to require something of that magnitude to really get it across. You know, a lot of things look nice on paper, but it comes at an incredible cost to the fiscus ultimately.
Let's wait and see what transpires. Nissan, thank you so much for your time. That was Nissan Nair. He's a senior portfolio manager at Sasfin Securities.